Daily Good News, Volume 1, Chapter 21. Why Jesus took our flesh and blood. In all things he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. What kind of flesh is it that this world knows? Just such flesh as you and I have. The world does not know any other flesh of man, and has not known any other since the necessity for Christ's coming. When the Word was made flesh, he was made just such flesh as ours is. It cannot be otherwise. The argument nowadays is that the law could not do what was intended, and so God sent his Son to weaken the law, so that the flesh could answer the demands of the law. But if I am weak and you are strong, and I need help, it does not help me any to make you as weak as I am. I am as weak and helpless as before. But when I am weak and you are strong, and you can bring me to your strength, that helps me. The law was strong enough. But its purpose could not be accomplished through the weakness of the flesh. Therefore God must bring strength to weak flesh. He sent Christ to supply the need. So it is written. God sent his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. Man was sinless when God made him a little lower than the angels. That was sinless flesh. But man fell from that place and condition, and became sinful flesh. Now we see Jesus, not as man was when he was first made lower than the angels, but as man is since he sinned, and became still lower than the angels. That is where we see Jesus.